You hear that music? It's time. It's time. It's time to connect the dots. Hey, this is Tom Edison speaking. It's Connect the Dots radio show. Hey, it's the call-in radio show. You know the number? Call in and say something. Hey, don't matter if you call in or not, because I've got plenty to say, like always. You know, there's a certain small group of people in this world. We just know how to get there and talk off the top of our heads. We don't need a script. Like, we can pull jokes out of the air. You know, I'm qualified to make that statement because regardless of how much knowledge I've gained in my lifetime, searching here, there, and everywhere, listening to all points of view from all sides of the riverbank or whatever, hey, I was a professional class clown, and I learned about what people respond to at an early age. And that's what real comedy is about. And the only reason I'm bringing that up, because if, not all of us live in the New York metropolitan area. Not all of us live in New York City, but there's that famous show, Saturday Night Live, where they've been writing comedy and rewriting comedy for, like, decades. And they've become world famous for that. But the writers are on strike. That's right, the writers are on strike, and that and the Tonight Show and the other shows, late night shows, they pretty much have been canceled. They're going to give the public reruns, and they've got decades of reruns, so they don't even give a shit if the writers get back. But here's the perfect time and opportunity to let people that who know how to do real comedy without a script. No, you don't need a script to do comedy. You can make it up out of everyday conversation. You can make it up on the spot. And if you need to put an hour and a half show together for a weekly audience, all you need to do is make a list of the scenarios you're going to do. And then you get people who are interested in doing that scenario. And they will use their ability to ad-lib the conversation to make it funny and entertaining. Anybody who was a professional class clown like me can do it. And there's people that weren't professional class like class clowns that can do it. I've met them in the workplace. You know, the average working people, some people just have the gift of gab. They know what to say. They know how to make it up, and they know how to make it funny, too. It's really easy when you have the knack of knowing how to do it. And so this is a perfect time for Saturday Night Live to start doing a show of real comedy. We just lay out the scripts, the scenarios we're going to play out, and we let the actors who are qualified to ad-lib do their job, do what they know how to do, and make it funny. And it can't fail. It's really that easy. And I'll tell you why I'm speaking this on the radio show tonight, because, hey, NBC in New York is one of the few places that you can contact by telephone. My kind of place, because it's so easy to do that. Just leave a voice message. I left them the message. Hey, it's time to do the improv comedy. Since the writers are on strike, get back to me. I'm not going to hold my breath on that, you know. But at least I'll give NBC credit for having all business conducted through phone conversations. That's right. Believe it or not, you know, it's up your responsibility to find out who the directors of the company are, and they're headquartered right here in Manhattan. And So you find out who's charging the TV shows and the late night shows, and that person, I left a phone message. You know, I got I wasn't expecting the person really to answer the phone, but I got the typical message. Hi, I'm not on the phone. I am unable to take your call, and either on the phone with someone else or unavailable. Please leave a short message. And so I did. And I might leave one or two more. But, you know, I won't hold my breath for to get a response, because people, even, you know, corporate executives, they're probably afflicted with the disease of unresponsiveness. Well, I mean, and it's that epidemic forces. It's in every government in the world. Many of the big businesses in the world, and even in schools, with school teachers being unresponsive. And then everything connected with the government, they're usually unresponsive. Occasionally, there's good people working for a bad government, and all governments are pretty much bad, out of control. Afflicted with unresponsiveness, afflicted with the desire to be dictators. We know the story. All politicians are crooks. That's written in stone somewhere. oh boy. Anyhow, I just had to go through that. Meanwhile, there's important things happening. Hey, there's all kinds of people at on the soapbox out there talking about how the age of Aquarius is winding, coming in, how the old three-dimensional Earth is going to disappear, and those who aren't willing to move ahead into a faster vibrating realm are going to get left by the wayside, as the saying goes. And there's so many, I mean, if this was a 10-act play, you know, we have to look at the 10 different versions of how it's going to play out, you know? One group says, we're the good guys. The other group says, no, you're not. You're the bad guys. And the other group says, well, you know, those other guys stole our name. We're actually the good guys. They stole our name. They stole our blueprint plan. And then there's other ones that say, well, you know, everything you hear on Earth is inaccurate. So who do we need to believe? We got a 10-act play with 10 lying groups or people that are just got the wrong information, you know? Information gets changed over the years. I mean, when did the truth start getting distorted? Millions of years ago? Hundreds of millions of years ago? Billions of years ago? Well, started a long time ago. And so here we are on planet Earth. Hey, and if you're on planet Earth, what I'm talking about now pertains to you. There's the promise of this thing coming up called the event, whereby it's supposedly a done deal already. It's just a matter of what time it's going to show up. Kind of almost sounds like what Jesus, the answer Jesus gave when he was asked, when's when are you coming back, or when's the rapture coming, or when's the end of time? And his answer was, only the Heavenly Father knows. No one else. So we're all speculators in a way. And that's exactly what this group promising the event and victory of the light is saying. Well, that information can't be divulged, or we don't know ourselves. And it's vague answers, like it's determined upon how fast you people living in the Stone Age here on Earth are going to get spiritually evolved enough to connect your mental mind with your higher self. At the same time, they tell us, oh, our DNA has been disconnected, and that's why we can't communicate with, as some call it, Source, or, as I call them, the Heavenly Father, the Paradise Trinity. And we have one group, they've got their crystal disc interpretation of everything. And they say, no, those other people, they're a bad resistance. And then there's another group calling themselves the resistance, that they're portraying themselves as good guys. Well, whom are we to believe? You know, identical names, just like the Galactic Federation. Presenter of another angle of truth says, no, the Galactic Federation are bad guys. But then it's the Galactic Federation, they say they're here to save us. And then the victory of the light people connected with the Cobra representation say, we're the Galactic Confederation now. Confounded is the Confounded Confederation. The good guys, or is it the Galactic Federation, the good guys? And these groups are all made up of good guys and bad guys. You know, I've heard it all, the 52 star nations of unity, the lion-headed feline groups, the other worlds that have good guys and bad guys, the Pleiadians of LC1 and the Pleiadians of another blah, blah, that I just can't pronounce right now. Which one of those Pleiadian groups invited us to summon them into our backyards on private property? I mean, are they here to abduct us? Are they here to trick us, or are they here to do nothing? You know, it's funny. This is Colin Radio Show. You know, if you look on your computer screen, the numbers are there. But for those who might be getting it through your cell phone or something, you could, the number is 888-627-6008. And if you're another part of the world, that's toll-free number, U.S. and Canada only. If you're another part of the world, well, you'll have to look up the straight number. I don't know if I have it memorized. It's something like 323. I just can't think of it right now. It might be 323-744-4831, but you'll still have to do the prefix code that you do have to do from your country to get into our country. That's right, this show is coming from New York City, Eastern time zone. That's right, U.S. of America. New York City is in New York State. Does everybody know that? Of course you do. That's what they call it, New York, New York. Not everybody knows that New York is made up of five boroughs, some of which actually used to be cities. Brooklyn at one time was one of the largest cities in America. But it became part of the greater New York, which became New York City. And that is some New York information. Meanwhile, the politicians have destroyed New York Free City. No. Back in the last decade, for a while, there was Fun City. New York was a free place still. Now it's an oppressive place. Overregulation, which raises the cost of everything. They're not happy with how much they ruin people's lives and want to make it more costly to be in New York. They want to suck more money out of the people who can't afford it. And they don't realize by the all these restrictive laws, they've raised the cost of living in New York. You know, and see, there's going to be no more middle class. There's just going to be filthy rich people, as the saying goes, the ultra elite, and everybody else is going to be on welfare and food stamps and Section 8s, as they call them, in over in that place called Jersey. You know, this is how it's playing out. And like I said, satanic play going on. The end of time, it could be called. And we got at least 10 different clashes going between I'm right, you're wrong, and here's how to look at it, and here's, oh, no, you can't look at it like that. Well, let's ask the Pope. No, let's ask somebody else. And the factions go on and on and on. And you consider every Orthodox regular religion, probably. They're one of the inaccurate viewpoints, probably. All of them are, to some extent. Hey, you know, I'm in line with the statement. All information on planet Earth is inaccurate. You know, you have to figure it out for yourself. You know, like the joke goes, what do I know except what other people tell me? And in too many cases, that is true. So what's it going to be, people? Are you going to believe in a 15-dimensional time matrix that coexists with a phantom matrix? I mean, it gets more confusing as it goes. And then destruction of Stargate 12 on purpose. And, you know, I've been, you know, looking into this last angle or viewpoint, one of the more recent angle viewpoints of trying to explain it all. And a recurring theme is that all groups, there turns out to be defective people in all groups, pretty much, except if you go real, real high up. And that doesn't even get discussed who the real high beings are, even above the creator gods that work and co-create with the real one god, who is a threefold personality. If you, and that in itself is complicated to understand, but, you know, now they're talking about 15 dimensions and three founder races, and this race was okay, and then they went on an excursion down the dimensions, and then they decided they wanted to play God, and then they broke away, and then they created a phantom matrix, and then the phantom matrix found its way over here somehow, and then they wanted to play God further, and they created something called false light, mathematically. And so apparently, you know, I followed that 2012 portal.blogspot.com to keep on top of what's happening with the Cobra and his resistance group that claimed to be taking out the bad guys. And there, the battle cry is victory of the light. But I say, you know, and so that brings up the question we got to ask, well, what light are you talking about? You're talking about the natural light resonating from God himself, and let's not get into that stupid gender routine. There was only one way of identifying things, he, him, et cetera, in the beginning. Until sex was brought into the equation, there was no such thing as female, you know. And so there is no argument there. It's not, it's a mute conversation. You only bring it up if you're ignorant, but there is something called feminine energy. And of course, we're down here on Earth, which is, Earth itself, I think, operates in nine dimensions, fully operational in the fifth dimension. And, oh, man, And then there's the zones, I mean, combinations of three, you know, that number three, it resonates throughout creation because God, the one single source of all this is God. And, you know, the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. The three personalities of that make up God. And the Heavenly Father is the original source of all there is. Why? Some of these entities claiming to be our friends refer to the Heavenly Father as source. They don't want a personal connection with him. Well, maybe they don't have one. You see, the human race, human beings, at least I know this much about humans, our personality is given to us by the Heavenly Father. It might not be true for all creatures from other places, but if you're a human, a real human, not a hybrid, and so they're creating fake bodies, you know. We don't have to look far to see them. I look at President Biden. I don't know how many fake bodies he has. He has the stuttering, the stuttering Biden body. And he has the, I don't know where I'm going, pointing in the right direction, defective clone. And then, let me play like I have Alzheimer's, Biden. Let me say something stupid, Biden. I mean, are these all defective clones? Will the real Joe Biden still stand up? Or he isn't even on this world anymore. I don't know. They shipped him off to the mentally ill planet, to the demon planet where he has to do penance. You know, there's so many possibilities. But in regards to, believing he's a real person, he's far from a real person. I mean, you know, that is Joe Biden, the sniffer. Old pedophile Biden, he's ill. And then his crack, smoking crack, or in son. And they're all, you know, they keep it in the family. They're all crooks. Bribe money to make themselves important. Bribing others to protect themselves. I mean, it's sickening. So we don't have to go too far to see all the bad things that have been created in the via the Phantom Matrix and via the Phantom Matrix connecting with the real Matrix, which is our Matrix. But it's been up on a fake timeline, an altered timeline. But the good guys are claiming that they put us back on the correct timeline. Hey, you know, and supposedly all humans, real humans, have 12-strand DNA. You know, the scientists have always said the rest is junk. That's because they didn't know what else. So what do scientists do? They try to make themselves look important by mislabeling everything and misunderstanding everything. And thinking they can get it over on you because they know a little more about BSing than you do. and they've been playing this scam. The scientists and the doctors got together, and they've been taking their control of society for the last 100 years, scamming us. And the real scientists, whenever they came forth with their great inventions to help mankind, they were bullied, harassed, and sometimes killed by the deep state, which is run by the negative ETs, which give authority to the bankers and heads of state. But it's the negative ETs that are running the show. They're the ones that created the Phantom Matrix and they're the ones who had rebellion from the real God. And then came out and finally ended up in our neck of the woods playing God on our planet. And they're still ruling the fake religions, some of them. But this can't last forever. And if you know about the event, you're going to want to make it happen because it's going to be a whoosh of cleansing light, that's going to supposedly cause a quantum recrystallization of all matter on Earth, including our bodies. And once our, supposedly our DNA chakras are being worked on to make them functional, of course we have to practice breathing and pulling the light, the real light, God's pure white light down through our chakras, down into the earth. Our breath in here, and on exhale, we bring it back up along the chakras, up to our head, back to reconnect. And when we start recirculating this light 24/7 in our bodies, we'll be able to connect to things we never did before. And so we only can believe what we hear, you know? When the event happens, everybody's chakras will light up and we'll all become aware where we weren't aware, and then we'll get to hear the whole truth and nothing but the truth, which will be kind of mind-boggling. And supposedly we're promised that the Galactic Confederation of Light, or one of those other good groups, the Guardian Alliance, is going to round up the bad guys. Of course, the Guardian Alliance isn't talking anything about an event. And they're the ones calling everyone else fake. Well, I don't know. You know, if you're calling everyone else fake, maybe you're fake. Guardian Alliance, I mean, you're telling us bits of information. And I believe every group has a little bit of truth, you know. Like I say in one of my songs, The Common Man, you know, they feed the lies through the TV screen, but it goes down easy with a dash of truth. And that's how easy it is to pass along misinformation. You put some obvious truths around there, and then you slip in the misinformation. It's not a hard technique to learn. And apparently all these groups are doing it, you know? We're the ones that have the right, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. No, you're not. We do. Oh, but you said this. No, and you said that. And, well, is there anything we can agree on? Yeah, people of Earth are stupid. Okay. I'll go along with that one, too. But we have to, you know, as the old saying goes, put on our thinking caps and discern who's telling the truth. It's like a game show to tell the truth. You know, instead of three contestants, we have like at least 10 contestants out there. Maybe more. And they're all fine for us to believe that they're the truth tellers. And maybe they won't tell you a little bit of truth. But it's like that game show. We have to discern who is behind door number. Is it door number three? Yeah. Or is it door number one? I don't know. Maybe it's door number 10. Oh, my God. All I know is that there is so much information that is different from other groups' information, that is different from the religious information of any religion, that is different from conspiracy theorists, that is different from the official government versions. Oh, nothing's happening. Everything is fine. Buy, consume. Hey, you better go watch that movie, They Live. One of the most enlightening movies ever put out there back in 1988, starring Roddy Piper, famous professional wrestler, from Scotland who came to America and made it famous in the World Wrestling Federation, which became the WWE, which morphed on to whatever it is today. And is it true? Does Vince, if you know anything about professional wrestling, is it true? Does Vince McMahon really rule the world? Well, the way that the governments rule the world, we believe they're all copying his plan. He could file for copyright infringement if he had copyrighted his plan, perhaps. Because that's exactly what the politicians do. They play themselves against the other guy, and they play you, us versus them. And they get out there with their microphones like they do in professional wrestling now. It wasn't always like that. Now, it's all professional wrestling. They have to give a bullshit rap before they go out into the ring. Yeah, dirty dog, I'm going to wipe your tail. I'm going to wipe your face with your own tail. Yeah. And then dirty dog says, I don't care what you say. I'm going to spray you all over. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll find out next week in the cage match with chickens included. This is how the politicians play it out, just like professional wrestling. You know, one calls the other guy a crook and this and that. And nobody really has any solutions. Not one of these politicians really had any solutions for anything. And if there's only one, it's not enough, basically, because he has to have a support group. You know, the way they set up the American government, probably most governments in the world, based on the concept of a republic, well, it doesn't really work out. And if you know anything about American history, they were finding it out by the time the second election came around. But instead of fixing the problem, no, they played it out and they learned the ropes and learned the tricks, how to milk the system. Yeah, and that's the unfortunate deal of republics and where it all went. We can definitely have better systems than republics. You know, people that have an imagination like myself, I can think up a half a dozen better systems every day of my life. That's how easy it is. Why do we want to keep pretending to try to fix a system that has proven itself beyond fixing? Like Ross Perot used to say, independent American presidential candidate, the American government is like an old rubber inner tube of a tire with 1,000 patches on it. You need to just throw it out and put a fresh new inner tube in it, you know? Hey, and that fits in perfect line with the teachings of Jesus. You don't pour new wine into old wine bags. You pour new wine into new wine bags, which says when the event happens and the whoosh comes and we all wake up and the bad guys get apprehended, we need to form a better system that serves the people, a better legal system, you know, based on agreements and understandings. And with some obvious procedures for dealing with problems that come up. You know, if the universe hasn't learned their lesson already about being overly good-hearted to people that don't deserve that consideration and stopping nipping a bad situation in the bud, I don't think they'll ever learn. And I think the problem is when you're high up there in the fast-vibrating realms, you don't know how wrong it is to allow evil to make any progress. And I'll call it evil. You know, these bees that I don't know what psyched them out. They decided they want to play God. You know, if you're a decent human being or other member of the universe, you want to be helpful and understanding and caring. But at the same time, you got to be smart enough to know where to draw the line and say, no, we are not going to let you make a second bad step in the wrong direction. We saw you make your first one, and we're going to pull you back now and inform you what you did. And if you want to keep on that path, we will excommunicate you from our system. And we have a right to do that. Those of us that are good people, we have a right to push out of our system those who don't want to be cooperative and do their fair share of contribution to making everything work. You know? And that's why unresponsiveness is an addiction. It's a disease. Because when you're unresponsive, you're creating a negativity. You're not being part of the harmonious grouping where we all get along and help each other out. And anybody who has just lived one time in life, or certainly within the last 100 years, should know that on Earth, you know, a stitch in time saves nine. We've got plenty of wisdom here on Earth, and we don't need to know about the higher realms when they went sour, Lucifer's rebellion, or anything. We know that these things exist, and we know there's bad groups out there that want to mistreat us and suck our loosh and suck our blood and you name it, and throw us in a blood-sucking, energy-sucking matrix. You know, we know those evil creatures are out there, and the stories are coming out now how they got to be in that position. But they brought that on themselves, and they shouldn't think that we're going to lay down and play victim to them forever. You know, this is going on far enough right now. The solutions of every problem in this world is already known. The problem is the control over control by all governments. All governments are pawns of the evil entities that own the other controlling organizations, the bankers and the big corporations and, you know, and the fake religious groups that are out there to suck your money away from you and suck your energy away, trick you into giving up your power. Which reminds me, you know, it's an important thing to declare your sovereignty. I am. And there's plenty of places out there that have declarations of sovereignty. If you go on the internet, just write in those words. You'll come across a few, and they're all pretty good. And you need to declare your declaration of sovereignty. It will help free you before the event. And it will make you help bring the event on faster. The more of us that can free ourselves from evil controls, yes, I'll call it evil. There's plenty of things I call evil. And don't give me this crap about nothing's evil, or, you know, please, until we put a name tag on it. No, we're allowed to put name tags on things that are no good and harmful and hurtful and painful as evil, especially when it's being done intentionally. Sure, some people get caught up in the hum-ho of the situation. They don't realize how evil they are, but there is such a thing as evil, and we do have a right to talk about it. And these do-gooders got a lot to learn. You know, those of us that are aware of something wrong is going on, we want it stopped. We don't want bloodshed, but we need, come on. It's called strategy. You know, I go on Twitter. I put out there and let people know, hey, I've got the strategies to help you take command of your government. Nobody ever gets back to me. You know, it shows you nobody's interested in doing anything. You know, some people just want to go out in the street and make some noise and maybe do some violence. And that's not going to change anything. It'll bring on confrontations. Yeah. But it's not going to solve the problem because governments don't listen to people. And not anymore. The governments have too much protection. They've got militarized police following them around, protecting them wherever they go. So it's not like storm the Bastille or storm the Capitol. That's not going to accomplish anything. In fact, that storm the Capitol routine, that wasn't really storming the Capitol. That was a false flag operation set up to divide people further and divide the parties further, because that's what the negative VGs want. They know America is the biggest obstacle for them to have complete control of the world. Even though they know they're going to lose it in a short time, they still want that complete control. And the only thing stopping them is the American government. The American people, rather, the government is on board with the demons, and absolutely. And it's going to be a logjam Congress until the end of time, or the end of this cycle, this age of the zodiac. You know, we're in the in between. We're in the twilight zone now. Kind of like the Twilight Zone stories. You ought to watch them. It'll make you think and be careful about who you pledge allegiance to at this point in time, because everybody is just like the politicians are vying for your votes. So are the demons out there and all the the misinformers, and there's plenty of them. Our planet is full of them. They're getting removed, but there's still more to go, and enough to make it difficult for us up until the end moment. And they're dragging out time, too, because apparently the good guys want things a little more perfect before they land and reveal all and go after the bad guys. Maybe they have a little apprehension about doing it, too. And I hear they're doing it not just for us. They're doing it for the whole universe. And because it's at the end of the Earth's cycle in the age of Pisces, you know, that the sun on its 26,500-mile circle. Well, we've completed the circle already, and we're going into a second circle, and so this is dragging out, and the good guys know they can't let another 26,000 years go by on Earth with demons in control. There won't be anything left of the human race. But the victory has already been declared, and the helpful point of it was by the people who participated in the meditations. I was one of them, and we helped bring the energy over the edge to the point where we're getting assistance from the central sun, and I'm sure we're going to get some divine intervention too. I believe the final energy whoosh comes from up there by the Creator himself, whether it's the Heavenly Father or the Trinity together, or maybe the Creator God of our universe. And it's coming, and the Twilight Zone, like I said, we're in the Twilight Zone between the ending of the Age of Pisces and the beginning of the Age of Aquarius. Well, and Twilight Zone stories, is the best one to watch is the one called To Serve Man. Yeah, it'll just watch the episode and you'll understand that, you know, we're very gullible as a group of people, and we can be so easily deceived by these deceptive aliens pretending to to want to help us out, but at the same time looking to suck away our energy or enslave us. You got to watch that to serve men. And you got to watch that movie, They Live. These are probably two of the most important video presentations that will help you understand what we're up against. Yeah, many people walking around now today, they're not really humans. They've learned how to evade either stole some human's body, or they've got themselves a cloned body and put their mind into that cloned body. And there's probably some artificial intelligence human lookalikes that don't even have a soul walking around also. AI duplicates. And there's other kind of creatures that supposedly they can project a holographic projection around themselves to look human. And of course, with the all the cosmetic inventions, people can wear masks that look human nowadays. The Japanese have created robots that look just like humans, pretty robots too. And they speak and talk and interact, and their skin looks real. Wow. And so all these things are walking around, you know, snooping around, whatever. They are out there. Not all people walking around the street are humans. You know, I'm pretty sure the people I know are humans, but I met some people that could have been classified in that other category, pretending to be a human, wearing a human costume. And I met a few people that seemed to be possessed too. You know, possession does happen. You know, some of these evil entities will find an unsuspecting soul and whittle their way in and finally take control. And then there's that evil thing people talk about. As you know, the people have posted pictures of what supposedly what it looks like, this thing called the Viril that gives black eyes to people when it enters your eyeball. I mean, I talk about evil. But some kind of living worm or something like that used by the negative ETs, maybe they invented that. Who knows? But this is the most important thing happening in the world today. Getting ready for what's going to come down the pike and knowing where to pledge your, which of the 10 contestants are you going to side with? Will it matter? Probably, to some extent. And we all have a lot of research to do and a lot of investigations to do about who's telling the truth. It's definitely not the government. It's definitely not mainstream media. We know that. And it's definitely not the corporations. And it's definitely not AI. But there's all these other groups out there telling us, yeah, we're the good ETs, we're coming. And the other group says, no, you can't trust those ETs claiming to be good ones. They're negative. And then more false accusations or real accusations going back and forth. And man, like, what am I? Gee, what do I got to do? Spin the wheel and whatever number it lands on and go with that? The roll of the dice, you know. But this is how it's playing out. And as individuals, we should seriously think about learning, practicing our breathing to help the flow of light down along our chakras, down along our spine, out the bottom chakra, the bottom of our feet, down into the earth, the center of the earth. Mother Earth is living entity, you know that? Hey, I give some prime examples of that in my book, Connected Dots Theory. You can read the first 40 pages for free. Just Google it. Connect the Dots Theory by me, by Tom Edison. That's my real name. And look for it. If it's not in the free 40 pages, well, then spend the $5, get the book. You can read it in one night. Nothing but wisdom and correlations and storytelling about, you know, true stories about my personal interactions with the earth that convinced me, yeah, the earth is alive. And then I wrote the song, The Earth, She Loves You. All she wants is to be loved. These are important things to consider, that the earth is a living creature and that we should treat her with respect. We need to stop all this drilling for oil, get the free energy machines, stop the poisoning with the pesticides, stop the chemtrail poisoning, stop the wars. You know, there's a great record out there if you never heard it. It's called The Universal Soldier. I forget who wrote it, but it was recorded by some famous folk singer from England by the name of Donovan. You know, Donovan, mellow yellow guy. The sun shines, Superman. Yeah, well, he recorded this song called The Universal Soldier. You can probably find it, look it up on YouTube, on Google or whatever, and listen to it. Listen to the words. Yes, it makes it a very important point. None of these wars that are going on now today, we can all stop them. People like me know how to stop them. I know the answers, but I don't have a position of authority, and that's why, hey, I'm running for president in 2024 like I did in the last election as a writing candidate. Got an easy name, Tom Edison. Why don't you think seriously about voting for somebody who wants to change the system to make it good, wants to end the wars, end all the arguments, because the solutions are easy. Give everybody a fair chance. Get a legal money system. You know, these things are not that difficult to set up. Convince the Congress to agree. And the best way I can think of convincing the Democrats and the Republicans is for them both to support me for the next president of the United States. That's why all the Democrats and all the Republicans can vote for me. And I will treat both parties fairly because both parties helped elect me. Hey, what's fair is fair. And I will give a demonstration to the world how easy it is to solve the problems. And of course, the people, I guess, there are people out there that don't want the problem solved, the evil ETs don't, because that's how they keep control. Oh, what do you want to do? Serve evil ETs and vote for Democrats or Republicans? You're serving the evil ETs if you do that. You know? Same in any other country. You vote for any one of those major parties, you're serving the evil ETs. You vote for the any of those bad military leaders that are dictators of countries, you're serving the evil ETs. Do you want to serve evil ETs, or would you rather serve your brothers and sisters who are suffering just like you? Anyhow, hey, that's the workaround. I am a 2024 presidential candidate, the most qualified presidential candidate ever walked the face of the earth, because unlike all the others, I'm aware of all the solutions to all the problems. They've been known for a long time. And I'm the only one knows how to bring them in without causing problems. But I need the authority to do that. And only something like the President of the United States, such a powerful authority, would give me the opportunity to begin solving all the problems. I'm a solution wizard. You know, hey, you're Americans. Aren't you sick of hearing the border problem? It's an easy problem to solve. And we don't have to put any money. It'll pay for itself if you solve it the right way. In fact, we won't be spending any money on it. You'll see. you know, but you have to set it up right. You got to know how to set things up to work. All this flooding communities, I've called, you know, many, many, many towns and cities that flood out and offered, I'd like to help you out to show you how to set up a foolproof flood plan, no matter how much it rains. No one ever got back to me. Isn't it sickening? There's that disease of unresponsiveness again. Hey, this was a call-in radio show, but I guess, you know, AI saw to it that the phones would not connect if you tried to call in. You know, AI, they're jealous of us humans, you know. We know how to have fun. They don't. Fun? That's not even in the vocabulary, a three-letter word, in the English language, fun. They don't understand that. They never will. And they're probably, if they have any feelings, it's probably negative ones, you know, that cause them not to like us, which makes them want to control us, because we're nothing but irrational people that only want to have fun. Well, don't we? Of course we all want to have fun. Of course, if you're a machine, you can have fun. So that's the way it played out. That's the way the cookie crumbles. You know, that's the way it played out tonight. Anyhow, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. And, you know, you the listeners need to start talking about this. I don't need to talk about it. I mean, I pretty well know everybody's point of view on that. And I guess, like most of us, we have to watch and watch it play out, but at least I do give my input and participate in the global meditations where we're talking about love and healing and entering into the fifth dimension where we can leave behind all these evil entities that won't be able to vibrate up to our level. So they'll be vibrationally kept out. That's why it's important to increase your vibrations at this point in time. The event will probably do it for you. But in the meantime, to lessen the suffering we have to go through with these evil monsters still controlling our governments, our hospitals, our doctors, our every militaries, you know, they can give us a real hard time up until the event. And we don't want that. So time to learn to participate. Time to put something into the big system. Time to help humanity out. Time to smile on your brother. Come on, everybody. Love one another. Okay, it's coming to the end of the show. Listen, hey, read my book. Learn about Mother Earth being alive. Connect the dots theory. Google it. Get interested in it. Compare the pictures of the sky to real astronomy pictures and be amazed at all I've discovered personally, which is only about 1/1000th in that book of what I actually know. But do that, you know. Visit my music. You know, I have 2 albums out there on CD Baby. American Party songs, songs better than Dylan. Listen to the songs. That's a total of 35 songs. Listen to them for free. There must be one there. You can support my show by buying one of those songs for 99 cents. Don't tell me you don't have the money to do it. You know, you got to participate in this. I don't get paid for doing the show. You know, but it would be nice to get a little reimbursement for all the time and effort I put into the show. And I'm like a teacher, come out here and explain knowledge that you're never going to get in any college. You probably have to live 10 lifetimes to get the amount of knowledge I've accumulated in one. So it's a place to come to once a week where you can really become a smarter person. And the show's going to end with my songs. last one, my anthem. I got to be somebody to be ransomed to. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look cause I caught their eye.